Welcome to today's episode. Here's a quick trailer for you. Be sure to stick around and catch the full episode.
Because when you come in through a warm introduction, you show up at a 7 or 8 on their radar instead of cold outreach where you'd show up at a 1 or a 2 on their radar. You always want to build relationships by providing value first. That million person event, I'd say 85 to 90% of that traffic will be driven through partners. It's diversified lead sources. It's warm endorsed traffic. So it will convert at a minimum 2 to 3 times higher than paid ads. Dad, you found a loophole in the universe. You figured out how to take someone with an audience and someone else with an ideal product and bring them together so that customers succeeding, the partners are succeeding, and we're succeeding too, which is why we have a Tesla in the driveway. I call these embedded partnerships. So every time they're making a sale or landing someone on their list, depending on how you engineer this, you're getting a lead at the same time. So you can be building tickets to your event into these bonus stacks. Yeah, it's a fun way to go about business and living too, because you're truly out in service of others all the time, and it creates a wake of goodwill. So wherever you go, people are quite happy to see you, and they pick up on the first ring, because anytime they interact with you, they come out with more than they showed up with.
Have you ever wondered what event leaders are doing right now to pack their rooms and convert attendees into high-ticket clients? Welcome to the High Profit Event Show, the podcast for experts who want to maximize profits and impact through live events. I'm Rudy Rodriguez, and each week I interview industry leaders to share what's working right now when it comes to filling your events, engaging your audience, and getting clients to enroll into your high-ticket programs. So stick around and be sure to hit that subscribe button. Hey, Rudy Rodriguez here with the High Profit Event Show. And on today's episode, we have a special guest, Mr. Charles Bird. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you so much for having me, Rudy.
Absolutely. And Charles, you are world renowned as an expert in the field of joint venture partnerships. In fact, you recently spoke, I think, 4 or 5 events back to back, including the War Room Mastermind and the Ulrich's event with Ad Outreach. And then you were like hanging out with the CEO of SpaceX like the next day. Like, how cool is that?
That was a unique, awesome adventure. It was on an 8-city speaking tour, and the final one was War Room. That closed things out very nicely.
Yeah, really neat, man. And one of the things that I appreciate about you already is that we have a lot in common. And one of those things being a love for spaceflight and commercial spaceflight at that.
Absolutely. I've been a fan since I was a kid and still am. I avidly consume all such content.
Yeah. We're going to have a bunch of great conversations about that off the podcast. But a couple of things I want to share for the audience as well before we jump into the content. You know, one of the things that I learned about you is that you're on a mission to empower people to build amazing relationships that lead to large impact, dependable revenue, and an amazing quality of life. And you're also your dad, you're a husband. You love adventure. You love to run and you skateboard, which is pretty cool.
It's true. Skateboard, snowboard.
Yeah. And one of the things that you and I discussed right before we jumped on or we started recording is that you're currently in the process of helping a client in South Africa fill a 100,000 person summit through partnerships. And you literally just got back from Miami hanging out with Grant Cardone and having a conversation with him about helping him fill a 1,000,000-person summit this year. I mean, man, that just sounds really cool. With that being said, I'm going to turn this over to you, man, because you got a lot of gold to share with our audience.
Sure. Well, again, thanks for having me. So let's talk about some of the principles involved in leveraging partners to really drive traffic for you. So I've done my own events for many years. They're smaller, high-ticket events, so it's a different model than most of the people in the industry use, where they're bringing in a high volume of folks. They're delivering value typically over 2.5 or 3 days, bringing folks on a whole customer journey and story arc, kind of embedding the concept that leads straight to the sale throughout the entire event, being highly architected. And people take different approaches on this. Like Joe Polish of the Genius Network goes about it completely differently than a lot of the other folks in the industry. And the point of bringing that up is there's more than one way to go about it, but there are common themes when it comes to filling events, leveraging partnerships. So I'd like to share what some of those are. So my client in South Africa, a company called Real Success, their upcoming January summit, they have Deepak Chopra, Jack Canfield. I think it's the eighth or more time they've had Deepak. So part of that model is bringing in some big names that make it easier to sell tickets. Right after Traffic and Conversion, I helped fill a high ticket mastermind. I sold 3 seats in 5 days. And part of what made that easy to do was having a deeper vision or mission behind it. And then having some bigger names like Sharon Lecter was there, Kevin Harrington. So having some star power that has recognizable names, they kind of fall like dominoes after you have the initial folks in the mix. And then when it comes to adding partners to whatever else you may be doing, paid traffic or the like, you'll likely be working from your own list. And then you can be bringing partners in, and anything around an event that has a specific date, which events have, you want to get in front of these things as soon as possible. Since partner calendars tend to book at least 3 months out, ideally you're building those connections and having those initial conversations even as much as a year out. So easy ways to go about that. For one, look at your own network. Who already has your ideal clients in their audience? Who do you have relationships with already? You can start creating lists of people in your own network, because I'm a big fan of always working from warm. So look at who you're already connected to, who has those folks, and then maybe some people you may not be connected to, but pull them up on Facebook or LinkedIn and see what common friends you have that could introduce you to those folks. Because when you come in through a warm introduction, you show up at a 7 or 8 on their radar instead of cold outreach where you'd show up at a 1 or a 2 on their radar. And then in that process, you always want to build relationships by providing value first. So as you are connecting with folks, it's less about you and your event and a lot more about what they're up to and what they are seeking to accomplish. And then leveraging what I call your superpowers to provide them a pathway to simplify getting to what they want. So a few examples of that in brief, I'll reference my own, but you're going to have your unique superpowers. But mine are my network, JV strategy, or systems to really optimize how things are done. I could talk to just about anyone and have great connections for them to help them meet their goals. So think about what you are great at that doesn't take a ton of time or effort for you to provide, but is also highly valuable to who you're speaking with. So in that relationship building process, you can look at ways to serve and stay in touch and stay connected while planting the seeds for what you have coming up and determining if there's good alignment between what you're up to with your event and who you're seeking to serve and what they have going on. Because we want to engineer these things in service of their clients and their clients' success. So depending on the focus of your event, then you would be looking at adjacencies in the market that you're meeting a need that perhaps they either aren't meeting in how they're serving their clients, or they're covering a topic but not going as deep as you will as the focus of your event message and offer. So by highlighting these adjacencies in service of their clients and their customer journey, it actually makes it quite easy to land partners who are on board with supporting what you're up to. So it's planting those seeds early, getting placeholders on those calendars. So you can invite people to put a placeholder on their calendar. You're not even asking them to commit to actually promote, but that we want to take incremental steps toward moving these connections and partners and relationships forward. Just to give you an example of, as Rudy, you mentioned, I just got back from helping Grant Cardone land 200 and a part, one partner, one client of mine, bringing 250,000 opt-ins to a million person event. That million person event, I'd say 85 to 90% of that traffic will be driven through partners. It's diversified lead sources. It's warm endorsed traffic. So it will convert at a minimum 2 to 3 times higher than paid ads. And there's nothing wrong with doing paid ads too, if you have them converting well, because we do want to diversify our lead sources. But each independent partner, it basically diversifies against a change in an algorithm that derails everything you do. Most of my friends that put on big events, there's a big cash outlay out front, and the cost for driving that traffic can lead to some, I'd say, higher blood pressure weeks and months heading into an event. So if you can get 50%, 60, 70% of that traffic through partners, now, granted, that's still work too, but it's magic traffic in the sense that you pay based on results. You're not paying upfront, not knowing how that will perform. So as you're building out these relationships and recruiting partners who there's a vision, mission, product, message alignment, and then having them pencil those dates in and creating basically multiple campaigns, meaning campaigns targeted at your ideal folks who you're inviting to the event, but also campaigns for partners. And I don't mean like big promo campaigns, but a communication structure geared toward your partners and strengthening those relationships while laying the path for what the promotions will look like, along with providing assets to do those promotions well in advance. We want to make this a very white glove process where we take the thinking out of the promotion for the other party for a few reasons. It makes it way easier to say yes if all they have to do is tee up a few mailings and maybe shoot a video or two versus depending on them to go create a bunch of things. So we want to make it as simple as possible. It also increases the quality and experience and messaging integration because you're providing the JV kits, the swipe copy, tracking, and things like that. You also, I recommend being generous with partners. Keep in mind, anything you'd be paying to the partners, you'd be paying with money you wouldn't have otherwise. So I'm a fan of making sure everyone's winning, their clients, their audience, them, and oh, you too, why not? So creating a situation where everyone truly is coming out ahead. I was explaining to my 14-year-old daughter and my 12-year-old how joint ventures work and partnerships. And basically we were riding one wheels and she stopped. She's like, you need to explain exactly what you do, because this is amazing. So I explain joint ventures and come back to my desk, start working. The phone rings. She's like, explain it again. I need to understand this. So she took 2 pages of notes and then she comes down to the banister and she's like, Dad, you found a loophole in the universe. You figured out how to take someone with an audience and someone else with an ideal product and bring them together so that customers succeeding, the partners are succeeding, and we're succeeding too, which is why we have a Tesla in the driveway. And I'm like, she gets it. This is good. So always looking to be of service to folks and really dial in that alignment, make it really white glove, have them be part of it, like do interviews with these folks, all driving to opt-ins and things like that, including tickets to your event as a bonus in any of their types of products. I call these embedded partnerships. So every time they're making a sale or landing someone on their list, depending on how you engineer this, you're getting a lead at the same time. So you can be building tickets to your event into these bonus stacks. And then you can also be creating VIP positioning at your event. And also you can be generous with the commissions on that too, with your partners, even giving them all of the revenue from the VIP because anyone who's investing VIP is going to convert better into your core offers to begin with. So these would be a handful of things to keep in mind, bringing partners in to help grow your event and really add a risk-free lead source to get butts in seats.
Charles, I think honestly, this has been one of the most helpful, valuable 20-minute interview segments we've done to date. you clearly know the formula for joint partnerships and how to fill events through partnerships. I can see now clearly why it is that the Grant Cardones of the world reach out to you to help them do million-dollar plus summits, or why Grant specifically reached out to you. It's remarkable, man. You have this down as a formula, a process system. And the other takeaway I have for you is your mindset behind this. Like you've embedded so many, like the way you think about things, which is really cool. Like make sure that everybody's winning, the way you taught your daughter the concept and the way she connected the dots and understanding why there's a Tesla on the driveway, because you're creating win-wins for people, being generous with the partners, because maybe even giving 100% of the commission on the VIP ticket, because we know that they're more likely to convert into the core offer. This is just gold, man. I have multiple pages of notes here. This is remarkable. Thank you. This is good.
My pleasure. Yeah, it's a fun way to go about business and living too, because you're truly out in service of others all the time, and it creates a wake of goodwill. So wherever you go, people are quite happy to see you, and they pick up on the first ring, because anytime they interact with you, they come out with more than they showed up with. And that approach makes it quite easy to not only get partners, but referrals. And typically any of the folks doing events, these events are simply selling, well, of course it ranges, but frequently 2 to 5K things that then ascend into much higher ticket things. So you can leverage partnerships both, say, more on the front end of the ascension path, or you can also line up JVs going straight to your high ticket offers and either complement what you're doing on the ascension process or even just bypass it. It also creates dependable revenue as well. Keep in mind, everything I just covered, you can leverage to fill events, but you can also leverage it to fill evergreen promos all the time and create more dependable revenue in the business as well.
Most definitely. The other thing that one of my takeaways here from this interview is setting other partners for success, giving them a save the date reminder at least 3 months out, because you said that partners tend to fill their promotion calendars at least 3 months out. And then doing everything you can as far as creating swipe copy and just making it plug and play as easy as possible for them to promote. And the way you just systematically do that, like I can see your systematic approach on how to make it easy for people to partner, which is great.
Yeah. And it's good too, because in the launch world, certainly in the information marketing space, even people that are phenomenal at it makes it a lot harder for partners to get on. So again, the approach I would recommend is take the thinking out of the process, make it very step-by-step and easy, spoon feed them everything they need, and just really focus deep on communication. In fact, even setting up individual meetings with partners, engineering like the communication plans and shooting content together, little things that make it really personal and lead to a successful outcome.
Awesome. Very cool. And Charles, if our listeners wanted to learn more about you or maybe even reach out to you to work with you or partner with you, what would be the best way for them to do that?
Sure. Well, you can check out my website. It is charlesbyrd.com, B-Y-R-D. And if you'd like to book a chat, you can use meet.charlesbyrd.com.
All right. I made a note of that so we can include that into our show notes as well for this episode. Great. Any final comments before we wrap up? Closing comments?
Oh, just that if you're not currently leveraging partnerships to fill your events. It can be a wonderful way to help get you to the outcome you're seeking of being able to serve more people and the right people, along with easier conversion because they're coming in from warm endorsed JV traffic sources. So it's a winning recipe to complement whatever else you're doing that's working well for you. And again, conversion's easier and you're diversifying risk. So I'm of course partial and biased, but I'm a big fan of it.
Awesome. Thank you for those closing comments. Great. I'm going to be listening to this episode a couple times and reviewing my notes. This was great. Thank you again, Charles, for bringing your genius to our show. Appreciate you very much. And with that being said, we'll go ahead and call it a wrap.
All right. Thanks so much for having me, Rudy. We'll catch.
Thank you for listening to the High Profit Event Show. If you are a seminar leader or thought leader or event service provider who has led or supported profitable, successful events to over 100 people, and you've been effective at enrollment into your high-end coaching, education, mastermind type programs, we're looking for guests. Love to have you on the show. You can go to our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com, click on the podcast tab and submit an application to be on our show. Also, if you found the show to be valuable, share it with someone who you think might benefit from it. Take a moment, please leave a review, and also subscribe if you haven't already. And lastly, if you have an upcoming event, whether it be virtual or in person, and you'd like to have a conversation about how to fill your coaching, education, mastermind programs fast using events, you're welcome to book a complimentary 15-minute consult with either myself or a member of my team on our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com. Again, this is Rudy Rodriguez, and congratulations on investing the time to listen to this episode. I hope it's been valuable. Have a great day.